This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk live and call in and talk about, well, whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We make the phone lines available to you to call in and participate here. It's what our calling is, I swear. Call in 855-450-3733. It's 855-450 free as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
How are you?
And I brought in some show prep, guys, and I'm just going to skip across all yours and go straight to mine, because I like it.
But if it's of being the guy in charge.
Well, I guess. I mean, it's a scary idea that I might be in charge of something. But here we are. So this is from antiwar.com, and Brett Wilkins writes here today. Apparently, oh, I guess it's 2 days old. I'm sorry. I misread that when I looked at it earlier. Apparently, Jimmy Carter, our former president, has said that the U.S. is the most warlike nation in the history of the world. Former president says peaceful China ahead of us in almost every way. Now, these are pretty wild and bold statements until you realize that, you know, reading this article, nothing he said here is false.
No, that's how I would characterize the United States.
The only U.S. president to complete his term without war, military attack, or occupation has called the United States the most warlike nation in the history of the world. I think it's worth pointing out that, you know, the Iranians felt free to take some hostages while Jimmy Carter was in charge, but as soon as they thought Ronald Reagan was going to come in, they immediately released them all.
Well, that was prearranged, though. I mean, they intentionally withheld the hostages for a few more months, specifically to wait until Reagan was in office.
Is that so? I mean, we have some kind of proof of that?
Not on hand.
Oh, but you believe that?
Yes.
Okay. You believe you have read that and that it was not just some wild conspiracy theory that you got someplace, right?
It could have been.
Okay. All right.
I don't think it was.
All right. During his regular Sunday school lesson at the Marinthia Baptist Church in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, Jimmy Carter revealed that he had recently spoken with President Donald Trump about China. Carter, 94, said Trump was worried about China's growing economy and expressed concern that China is getting ahead of us. Carter, who normalized diplomatic relationships with Washington and Beijing in 1979, said he told Trump that much of China's success was due to its peaceful foreign policy. Since 1979, do you know how many times China has been at war with anybody? Carter asked. None. And we've stayed at war, meaning the U.S. While it's true that China's last major war, an invasion of Vietnam that occurred in 1979, its People's Liberation Army pounded border regions of Vietnam with artillery, and its Navy battled its Vietnamese counterpart in the 1980s. Since then, however, China has been at peace with its neighbors. So Carter was wrong by a year. But he's right that the U.S. has, basically had some conflict going on someplace at all times since then.
We've been at war my entire life.
Yeah, well, you can say we if you'd like. I don't consider myself responsible for it.
Fair enough.
But, I think it's interesting that, you know, I've been told that Red China is a danger, that we've got to watch out for Red China. But China hasn't been doing – if it's been doing something that is, bettering its interests around the world – it hasn't done it with military force. It's done it by giving out money or diplomatic stuff or whatever, trade deals, these kind of things. They haven't had to use weapons in order to do it. That's a pretty good thing. I mean, that's what we want, right? We want a world where nations are nations, which are just bunch of people. You know, nations deciding that they're going to, you know, deal with each other without weapons. But the United States isn't exactly leading the charge. We're not offering the best example for everybody here.
Well, I'm not sure that China is either. I've heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard that the reasons they're expanding into the South China Sea and building these man-made islands and things like that is essentially to blockade Japan and to reignite that age-old tension between them.
I don't know what they're doing in the South China Sea exactly, but they clearly are doing something in the South China Sea. And it's got all the war hawks all upset that we're going to be fighting China here in the very near future. And, you know, China's apparently trotted out this missile called the Carrier Killer, which is, this thing's amazing. If you guys haven't heard about it, I need to, I probably should have brushed up on it before this conversation, but, and you can look it up right now just to make sure I'm not telling lies, but this is a missile.
I believe you.
That basically flies up into the high atmosphere, then comes straight down at Mach 15, meaning that basically there's nothing on board any ship that the United States has that can do anything to it. It more or less liquefies into a hole in the middle of the aircraft carrier and sinks it. And there's more or less nothing you can do. Now, I don't know upon what platform this thing's launched, right? Is it off of a truck? Is it going to be moved around? Does it have to be at the, you know, the Chinese space station or space port or whatever where they launch these? I don't know. But I can tell you that it's, you know, it's pretty frightening that more or less they have a system for dealing with aircraft carriers. At this point, aircraft carriers, up until very recently, were the pinnacle of weapons platforms. You can now move fighter jets anywhere in the world, have them take off, and then you're in great shape. Well, not so much anymore. And it's a game changer. So I don't know. Maybe we're going to be using some peace to deal with China and their South China Sea stuff.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Carter said that the U.S. had been at peace for only 16 of its 242 years as a nation. Counting wars, military attacks, and military occupations, there have actually only been 5 years of peace in U.S. history. 1976, the last year of the Gerald Ford administration, and 1977 through 80, the entirety of Carter's presidency. Carter then referred to the U.S. as the most warlike nation in the history of the world. The result, he said, of the U.S. forcing other countries to adopt our American principles. China's peace dividend has allowed and enhanced its economic growth. Carter said, how many miles of high-speed railroad do we have in this country? He asked. China has around 18,000 miles of high-speed rail lines, while the U.S. has wasted, I think, $3 trillion on military spending, according to a November 2018 study by the Brown University's Watson Institute of International and Public Affairs. The U.S. has spent $5.9 trillion waging war in Iraq, Iran, Syria, Afghanistan. Excuse me, I said Iran in there. That's not on the list. Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and other nations since 2001. So $6 trillion. You have to consider the United States is currently $22 trillion in debt. So somewhere over a quarter of the current debt in the United States is wars since 2001. And that debt, let's see, when George Bush came in, the debt was $5 trillion. And that means that of that $5 trillion, how much of that was war debt previously? Remember, the debt had been around at the very least since Andrew Jackson, meaning that there was Civil War debt on the books that we are still paying interest on. How much of that debt is interest? It just keeps going up, people, and these aren't solutions to the problem. Like, let's fight another war in another godforsaken, lonely place on the planet over nothing. You know, let's try to instill a new government into a country so that they, I don't know, hate us like all the other countries that they've tried to do that in. Well, maybe it's time to try a new plan.
War is bad for economies.
It's very bad. 855-450-3733. It's 855 450 free. If I'm wrong, you need to tell me. Free Talk Live, 855 450 3733.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
How are you?
I want to tell you about the Edge Wallet. I am very excited about the Edge Wallet. It is an app and you can go through the iOS or Android stores and get it for free. And on it, you can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold more or less all the cryptocurrencies you've heard of at this point. I understand you probably know of a cryptocurrency that Edge Wallet doesn't support, but more or less, it's the most of the cryptocurrencies you've heard of. The big ones, certainly. It's user-controlled. They don't hold your private keys. This is so important. Never, ever, ever use a wallet where somebody else is holding your cryptocurrency. You control your money with Edge Wallet. There's support for, let's see, I've got a list here of some of the coins. Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, the ERC-20 tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar. There's probably some ERC-20 tokens that aren't listed, but many tokens, and many more. Many more. And this is a veteran team. They've been making the product, previous product, since 2014, so they're ready to go. They've got the good programmers, and you could just go and get it at edge.app. That's EDGE, like Mark Edge. It doesn't have anything to do with me, but it's probably a detriment using me as the spokesperson because I know so little. Edge.app, secure your freedom with edge.app. I just have to find out what's going on. Normally, I would not take Sarah's call when I have so many other calls on the line, but I'm going to ask everybody to just hold because this just seems so interesting. It looks like Sarah got herself kicked off at the local radio station. What happened, Sarah?
Yeah, so I got banned from the morning local show, the KPOB. It's called the Bob Clark Show. So I've been kicked off for like 3 to 4 years. And the reason was that he said I was talking about red light cameras on every call.
Really?
And then, yeah.
Okay.
So, like, we would
was
have
this during Red Light Camera Awareness Month?
No, no. I mean, he opposes the red light cameras. He opposes it.
Yeah.
And so and then I support the red light camera.
Right.
And if we have a mayor on, mayor on the show or
sure.
a candidate.
Absolutely. That's done on local radio. You got to get all the local liars and thieves, parade them through and ask them softball questions so that they can get themselves reelected. Yep.
So I would ask them, how do you feel about red light cameras? And then Bob, Mr. Clark, he got mad at me about it. So he said, I'm bringing it up constantly. So he kicked me off the show.
But you're bringing it up to candidates, not just as a so to me, there's a difference between I'm going to call in every night and talk about red light cameras versus every time you have a candidate, I'm going to ask them this specific political slash legal question.
Well, I was doing both. You know, if they had some kind of, why is New Mexico, they would have like, oh, why is New Mexico always on the bottom of the list? And I was calling and says, because we have no red light cameras. And then he would get mad. He said I would mention them, so he kicked me off the show. So I'm sorry about
that. What lists are you referring to? The bottom of what lists?
All the lists. She thinks New Mexico is the worst place in America. Basically a third world country.
No, I mean, we are on the bottom of the... I mean, all the good things were on the bottom, and all the bad things were on the top of the list. Usually.
No, that's Mississippi followed by Louisiana in most categories.
And after that, it's New
Mexico.
So,
Sarah, as a talk show host, normally they're not going to let you call in about the same thing over and over and over again. I don't know if you were. I just know that that's what he was claiming, right?
She said she was.
And
well, that's what he was claiming. But you know what?
Right.
He kicked off a bunch of people off the show, and his ratings were going down. So I don't know. I think they were taking my call the last time, and things might have changed. But a lot of people were asking me that here they recognize who I am, my fan. They always wanted to know why they never hear me. I said he kicked me off just because of the I was talking about things that he was opposed to. So that's the way it goes.
If only Free Talk Live was live 7 days a week in New Mexico, and people could then hear your calls on Free Talk Live. Sarah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Hope you get back on there on that guy's show. Appreciate it. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Mortified Penguin calling on the Discord lines. Listen to the difference between the call clarity between these these two calls. Mortified Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me? Mortified Penguin. Look at the clarity. I mean, it's so clear.
Crystal
clear. Like you can't even hear the guy. Maybe he could unmute his microphone. Mortified Penguin. I think I've done everything right, so I don't know what to tell you. I'll put the Discord back on hold and try to figure it out later. Let's go to Rob in Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Dump. And dump. Okay.
That's kind of sad. We know a Rob in Vermont.
450.
That's probably why he called in as Rob in Vermont instead of himself.
That's right. 855 450 free here on Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com and hopefully sound great online. Let me go on with this article here, antiwar.com, talking about military spending and the costs of it. So they're saying here, antiwar.com, saying that basically $6 trillion it's been the cost of waging wars since 2001 in Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and other nations since 2001. Look, I am a budget hawk, which means that most people are going to ally me with the Republicans, right? However, when it comes down to watching the budget, it's the military that's the one you got to watch the most. It's the biggest cost out there.
Absolutely. And it's what, you know, creates all of the inflation and things like that that we've seen throughout the last century of war. And it's always been the case that when a nation goes to war, its rulers inflate the currency in order to pay for it. They clip coins, they start putting lead in the gold or whatever happens to be cheaper than gold in order to pay their soldiers, because otherwise they simply can't afford it. So today we just inflate the currency, which is easier because it's just paper.
And it's not the biggest expense in the sense that all of the other expenses are smaller. It's greater than 50% of the budget. Like, it's an actual majority.
Right. And I haven't done the calculations, but we're really, really, really close to being a fair statement that the cost of war and the interest on war debt are at least half of the debt that the United States currently has right now at $22 trillion, because they're saying $6 trillion on war just the nations they've listed here, including Iraq and Afghanistan, since 2001. That means that they're not counting all the other debt from war prior to that. They're also not counting the interest on that debt since then, too. It's just going to keep on going up. And the politicians keep finding new places they want to fight wars, believe me. Because all you have to do is listen to talk radio, and they're scaring you about someplace at any given time. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials say at least four Americans have died in a terrorist attack on Christian churches and two luxury hotels in Sri Lanka. John Miller is a New York City Police Department's Deputy Commissioner of Counterintelligence and Terrorism. He tells CBS This Morning.
What you're looking at is the kind of operation that would take a great deal of organization, a good deal of funding, and more importantly, a fairly large number of people for your average terrorist plot, which increases operational security. How do they run this for so long with so much planning and so many wheels turning And without being on, without it being found. Exactly, Gail.
President Trump says Herman Cain has asked him not to be nominated for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board. And stocks on this Monday, the Dow was down 48 points to close at 26,511. The NASDAQ was up 17 and the S&P gained 3. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers required. Credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk live here on this live edition. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Want to tell you about our Discord rooms. Just go to discord.freetalklive.com, and you can download the app there. Put it on your phone. It'll be easier to call in, and you can also enjoy all the people on there, hundreds and hundreds of people chatting there about Lord knows what. I just see it going by. There you go. I was just mentioned. Anyway, Discord.free. I got to mention Discord.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Gaia calling in from California. Gaia. Gaia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is Gia. I'm a young trans woman and Antifa member, and I wanted to talk about how cryptocurrency is racist and call Aria out, too.
All right. Well, then go right ahead. Cryptocurrency racist. I'm going to have to hear some premise behind that, but go right ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, with your white cis male privilege, of course, you would laugh at that, but let me tell you
I spent 8.5 years in prison, Gia. So I really don't want to hear anything about my privilege. I am legally barred from having several jobs and licenses across the United States. I have less privilege than your average black guy. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Mark, but now you at least know what the average black individual feels like. Anyway,
no, I don't. The average black individual can get a job. I can't.
That's not really true, but white supremacy aside, so many people of color do not have access to computers and electronics as many of you white people do, first of all. Secondly, the names of these cryptocurrency are racist, like Litecoin, light as in skin color, and Monero, that sounds like Moreno. In Espanol, that's clear cultural appropriation. So
isn't that for people with brown hair?
How do you know if it's cultural appropriation if we don't know who made Monero or what their race is?
Well, I mean, with names like that, there are other names, too, that and these seem pretty insensitive. Aria, what are your thoughts on not defending the trans community and exploiting yourself being naked on a show? It's disgusting that you're exploiting yourself.
What? I'm not sure
how
to
respond
to that.
How can you exploit yourself?
Yeah, can you explain what you mean by exploiting myself?
You do a show tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on Twitch where you basically allow straight cis monster rapists, a.k.a. straight men and white men, to ogle you.
Rapists, as I like to call them.
Yeah, they actually are. So what's your defense in allowing these disgusting pillagers of society and killers of trans and colored people to stare at your breath?
I mean, if they want, look, if they're going to tune into the show and watch the show, and I can use that to promote Call to Freedom and LRN and Free Talk Live and all these other things that I do, this is a benefit to me. This is not them exploiting me. This is me exploiting them.
Okay, well, I have a quick little thing, really quick, to read before I get off of here. A little poem, and it's dedicated to this white scum.
I have written a little poem to you white people.
excuse me, white man. Excuse me, rapist. Thank you.
Hey, don't you gender me. Don't you gender me ever.
Well, I haven't seen you wear too many dresses lately, Mark.
My pronoun is your majesty, and if you don't use it, you're racist.
A woman doesn't have to wear
a
dress.
Of course, as a white man, it would be.
You should know this, Gia. A woman can wear a t-shirt and pants.
Excuse me! A trans person is talking, and another trans person is
happening. Okay. This has to be a joke. It's so good.
Here we go, guys. Okay. Yeah. A trans woman screams a bullet in her head. The white cis scum stream to see non-white dad. A trans woman cries, white men commit rape. A black woman dies and she's called an ape by evil white racists, horrible haters, Trump voters, rapists. I hope you die later.
Awesome. Awesome. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Oh, God, that's glorious. That can't possibly be a legit call, so I have to say that that's one of the best cranks I've ever heard as a result. Almost, I'm going to have to say that's as good of a crank as the guy who called in as Cobra Commander years ago. He was running for office seat, but I think that he didn't do it during the Trump run 2016. I think that Trump was just horrible enough of a candidate that he stopped calling in and pretending to be Cobra Commander wanting to take over the world.
Cobra Commander from like G.I. Joe?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was a good voiceover. Let's go to Mortified Penguin again. Try this here on the Discord lines.
Yeah, I hope you're hearing me loud and clear. I got all my technical issues cleared up here.
Yep.
So I think you were
right ahead, rapist.
I have a hell of a call to have to follow up on. But yeah, shout outs and everything. But yeah, y'all know who that was. But anyway,
cisgendered rapist.
Yeah, I think you were talking about that before I get my topic, I think you were talking about those carrier killers, man. That's some crazy stuff.
Right. So these are the missiles that apparently China has developed, and they can sink an aircraft carrier pretty handily. You have to look them up yourself, carrier killers.
Yeah, Dongfeng 21. It's Russia also has a bunch of crazy super weapons, supersonic nuclear torpedoes and stuff. And missiles, ballistic missiles that can evade all countermeasures. So I believe China definitely could come up with that kind of stuff. They're advancing pretty fast, and like we're saying, because they're not at war with anybody, but they're advancing really awfully fast. They could probably have some nasty
stuff. So much cheaper than an aircraft carrier, too.
Well, can you imagine hitting an aircraft carrier in the middle of an ocean and just having to find it and then hitting it that fast?
I think you're making an incorrect assumption here. They're not progressing faster technologically or because they're not at war or anything like that. In fact, that's the reason we keep engaging in these sparring matches in the Middle East. It's to hone our ability to make war.
Right.
China isn't doing that. You know, for all they know, they may have developed these things, but actually putting them to use in an actual war is substantially different.
If you fire three of these things and sink one U.S. aircraft carrier, that's it. The war's over. I mean, you don't need boots on the ground or anything like that. It's at that point, you've just changed warfare on the planet. This is like the invention of the crossbow. It's
those 11 carriers allow the United States to basically control the entire planet.
Those 11 carriers are just, I think, the Nimitz class. You shouldn't take my word on aircraft carriers. Some Navy fellow call in and make me look like an idiot, and I'm fine with that. But basically, I think the U.S. has 23 or 27 aircraft carriers.
No, I don't think... No, I think they have 11.
All right. Well, Bonnie, can you look that up for me while we're sitting here? Number of U.S. aircraft carriers for me. Go right ahead with the rest of the call.
So I was listening to information about the terrible, tragic attacks in Sri Lanka. The terrorist attacks left almost 300 dead. And in the wake of the attacks, the government over there actually was able to shut down all social media, Facebook, WhatsApp. And, of course, WhatsApp is basically has replaced the cell phone and the telephone in Asian countries because of how good their data plans are. And that's the Middle East, I think, everywhere, actually. Everybody I know that's an expat or an immigrant in the U.S. is like uses WhatsApp.
Yeah,
religiously.
WhatsApp is very, very well entrenched. I, in the activist community, I prefer Telegram. I think it's a better platform or whatever. I'm more familiar with it, but if I want to talk to people who are around the world, I have to use WhatsApp.
I mean, that's like just how we communicate now. It's the new telephone. But yeah, they shut down WhatsApp. They shut down. So like people that were overseas visiting, their families couldn't even get in contact with them. They didn't know if they were hurt. People couldn't basically shut down communications. All
like
kind
800
of,
killed by Muslim extremists or something. I haven't looked into this
that's
at
the
all.
Strong circumstantial evidence who it was. They don't know for sure, but apparently they had some warnings, so it's very, strong.
Do you have more on this?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hold the line. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3733. Free, as in freedom. I gotta post a couple of retractions here. Melanie, how many aircraft carriers are there?
The Navy has 11, unless you count something else. And then 19, I have no. So
okay,
11 or 19, I don't know.
Okay, so maybe those other 8 might be a ship which like VTOL aircraft can take off.
I didn't even read it. I was like, I am not qualified to
test this. So I think that Mortified Penguin's correct on the number of aircraft carriers, and I was mistaken. So who knows where I got that information. But
that's surprisingly low.
Yeah, I thought it was more than that. These things are incredibly expensive. They're floating cities, aircraft carriers. And also, Ian was adamant that some kind of retraction about KABQ in Albuquerque. I thought we were on 7 days a week live in Albuquerque, you know, pointing out to Sarah that her calls where she got kicked off of the local station. Hey, still on. You can call in. But apparently we're on Monday through Friday, 5 p. to 8 p. Mountain Time on KABQ. That's 1350 AM, owned by iHeartMedia. And we're also on, I think, Sunday evenings recorded. So, awesome. Thanks so much. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Mortified Penguin there. And you're talking about the unrest in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, and that's a good point. So I was calling to talk about. I mean, you can go on the news, see what happened with the bombings. That's all fine and good.
I don't know that much about it. I just haven't paid much attention.
I paid zero.
Yeah, you know, people walked into churches and luxury hotels, and blew themselves up, killed a bunch of people. And you can find the facts, but like in the aftermath, I think it was amazing that the government was able to shut down all social media. And I know it can be done through the internet service providers and stuff, but. And the reason they did that is because, in Western countries this could definitely happen, but in these countries, rumors and calls to mob violence and stuff could really take off insanely fast. And they were trying to get a clamp from a total chaotic situation from taking over. So people, even the few people that were smart enough to go on Facebook with VPNs, there were rumors spreading on like Sri Lankan Facebook of the water being poisoned, and they had to go and try to convince everybody the water wasn't being poisoned by terrorists. And
so Facebook sort of was up, but the rest of the internet was down?
So they didn't request anything of Facebook. They just shut down all access to all of these services and sites.
Okay.
And it's crazy that kind of thing could happen, but it absolutely could. And like I said, there is some there's a justification from the point of view of maintaining public order, but what kind of chaos did it cause from people not being able to check on their relatives and to get information about things being, you know, all clear.
What's the predominant religion in Sri Lanka?
So it's heavily mixed between Buddhism, Hinduism, and then Christianity and Islam are sizable minorities. It's very mixed. And there's been a huge conflict between the Buddhists and the rest.
Buddhists and the rest?
Yeah, because the Buddhists are the majority ethnicity and religion.
It's funny. The conflict.
It's a conflict. They fought like a 20-year civil war. It was absolutely brutal.
So, well, I mean, it's just as silly to think about the conflicts between Christians and some other religious group because of, you know, the teachings of Jesus about being pro-peace and all of that. I mean, yeah, sure, the Buddha did it too, but I mean, people are going to
take Buddhists really have that peace thing nailed down. Well, no.
Not the ones who were just born into it and adopted it because that's what their parents did.
Yeah. What was
that? The Buddhists attacked and burned down Muslim villages or something, like Muslim houses, last year or something like that. So they've had like that kind of violence even recently, but even after the civil war. So it has happened, and of course in Myanmar there's a huge amount of violence from the Buddhists to the against the Rohingya Muslims. Yeah. But there's also a different ethnicity,
right?
In addition to different religion.
It's all very complicated. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bad Slave calling in on the Discord lines. You can get this Discord app, but just by going to discord.freetalklive.com. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call, Mark and Melanie and Aria. Wanted to just say it was a interesting call claiming to be transgender.
Oh, that's funny.
What do you say claiming to be?
I don't know. I mean, you know, anybody can alter their voice and do whatever. Mark is saying it was a perfect prank call. So I don't know. I tend to believe that it was not a prank call, but
I felt like there were too many tropes. They hit on every single one of them, like notes, ding, 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 ding.
Between myself and the three of you, there are no victims. And that person on the phone represented a perfect victim. Is this what people really want to be? I know you don't want to be that, Aria, but this other person was the perfect victim if she was speaking truth.
My main criticism of the LGBT community is that they purposely seek out the ability to claim to be a victim. It's sort of the enshrining of victimization that we have going on, the nihilism that we have here in Western society.
Well, if everybody's able to prove their victimhood, what does that do for society ever?
Well, in adverse virtue, it turns strength into a weakness and weakness into a virtue. It's nihilistic. It destroys the society that adopts it.
Well, thank you. That's all I wanted. But I had another issue I wanted to bring up. We had kind of a back and forth on, I think it was the Porcupine group on Facebook, and it was about...
Facebook flame war?
Well, it wasn't a flame war. It was, I thought it was actually a good discussion.
Okay. What is it?
And the fact is that it was a couple are, you know, coming from New Jersey, moving up here, and he wants to become a police officer. He isn't one yet. He's in his late 20s, and he's got two kids, and he's, you know, the mother and everything. They all want to move up, and you know.
Why is this some kind of why is this worthy of discussion? Somebody wants to move someplace.
Well, I, you know, a police officer. Everybody was like questioning, are you sure you want to be a police officer, you know?
Okay.
And so
and he said this in an anarchist group, correct?
No, it was the porcupine.
Okay, so anarchist libertarian, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, everybody listening doesn't know what that group is. So yeah, it's not like
you know what? No, I'm sorry. It was the Free State Project group on Facebook.
Okay, I mean, that's not libertarian. So, but that's
well, I, you know, you know, they claim to
big
be.
Big chance, Melanie. It's a big chance.
But the,
but that
the,
means it's not a specific thing.
Well, what are your thoughts on
that? I kept bringing up, you know, the taxation is theft, and you know, extortion is not a good way to produce non-corrupt police officers, and then you know, the guy was like, he wants to go inside the police department and change it, and that's probably a recipe for failure. But you know, if he really thinks he can pull it off, if he goes to the right department, he can probably make some progress there. So I got him in touch with a policeman I know that is the most honorable cop I know up the state a little bit north of Concord.
So you're welcoming police officers to the Free State Project here in New Hampshire?
Well, not really. I'm just saying that if you insist on getting yourself signed up, talk to this guy first, because he actually wants to run as a sheriff in Grafton County, and as a result, he wants to, you know, basically help eliminate a lot of the victimless crimes that are going
He's
on.
He's singing my song, basically.
Well, we'll see how that, we'll see how it all
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, so I got him in touch, and then going forward.
Thanks for
the I don't know what's going to happen. He also happens to be a good landscaper, so.
Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Call in about, well, being a police officer and a libertarian at the same time, or anything else. Free talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.